is to be listening to shapelessmaskcast.com on internet, not now stupid working, at podcast.shapelessmask.com. Loud report.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcast 28.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everybody had a good Christmas holiday.
Was it Christmas?
Well, and New Year's. And
Kwanzaa.
Zagmuk, the Sumerian winter ritual.
And all the other holidays that go along with it. Now me, I'm EBA. This is
I'm just going to go by Stephanie.
Okay. Stephanie, a.k.a. Felton.
All right. I'm Mildred.
And Mr. Pierce.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Do we get any comments on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's one from Bob.
Okay.
I like the show. Please play more. Me too.
You actually did get some comments. I was reading.
Liar. Because no one in the right mind would ask us to play more YouTube.
You never know.
No, I know.
Bono might want us to play more YouTube.
Hopefully you're listening to this at podcast.shapelessmask.com and checking us out at myspace.com/shapelessmaskcast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Shapeless Maskcast. So, yeah.
Is there any comments on there?
Well, yeah, we've had a few comments on here, but it's nothing worth reading.
Oh.
Like, RIP James Brown. Hi, how are you doing? I hope well. Take care. An old school like a motherfucker.
Who's that from?
Bring it. That's Dave.
Ah.
Yes. Say hello to Willie Morris for me. Yeah. What's up? How are you, gentlemen? Here's Jennifer. When do I get to be on a podcast? When does she get to be on a podcast?
That's a good question.
Well, I guess
be in the right place at the right time.
I guess that depends more on you, Jennifer. It's not like this moves around, you know. I mean, it's pretty much stationary.
Yeah.
James Brown died, so I guess.
Sure. I feel good.
So, what do we want to hear?
Something obscure.
Excuse me.
Something obscure.
Yeah.
I think I have any. Well, I don't. I have a song by James Brown that. It's not obscure, like from his. It's one from one of his regular albums, but it's not one that people know. It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, it's actually interesting because it's with the group Full Force, which is kind of sort of an offshoot of the old school hip hop group UTFO that did the song Roxanne, Roxanne, among other songs. And so it's this kind of hip hopified James Brown, but it's actually really cool, and it's called Static, and it sparked. Although it's not a well-known song, if you've ever heard the phrase, don't start none, won't be none, if you know what I'm talking about, that's where that phrase came from, is this song. It's really cool. So let's check it out. This is Static by James Brown. Hit me!
Yeah!
on the run down. Cold blood, don't make me laugh. With Mr. Diamond, baby, you got to have.
Robin's book. Pick one.
Okay. Well,
like, you want me to choose it? Jitterbug Perfume?
Yeah, Jitterbug.
That's
Perfume.
A good one. That's
why don't
a good
you do
book.
Jitterbug Perfume with Tom Robbins? Is it Tim Robbins or Tom Robbins?
Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. I like that book. It's,
wow,
it's,
thanks
like
for the
epic, and I like any kind of book that involves, like,
stream of consciousness navigation.
Vast periods of time, because it starts out, like, 2,000 years ago, and it goes up to the modern day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a really good book.
Because it's about a guy that discovers the secret to eternal youth. I think I'm going to give it 5 thumbs up. It's probably the book that I always return to.
It's an excellent book.
I enjoyed it.
I would like to read some more Tom Robbins. I was really impressed with Another Roadside Attraction. So.
And that's one of his...
I understand his writing gets not as pretentious. Any thumbs down? None?
No.
No, Tom Robbins is awesome.
3.
That's the
song.
Yeah. This is the song that never ends.
This is my fist going in your face.
No, found a peanut. Found a peanut. Found a
I wouldn't hit a woman.
Just now.
In the face.
One of the really, really funny songs when I was in the hospital, there were these little girls there, you know, 18 to 20 year olds with the minds of children. And they were just there because, kind of, but she's, they were, there was this girl named Kiki and this girl named Linda, and they were both no more than 14 or 15 years old mentally. And they were both, Linda was 24 and she had 2 kids, and she had that alcohol thingy-majiggy where the baby's born premature and the face is not quite normal.
Down syndrome?
No, it's not Down syndrome. It's something caused by the mother drink. Yeah, fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh.
She had that. And Kiki had a real anger problem. But the really, really fun thing about the hospital was that I could get away with singing, even though I'm a terrible singer. And we would do, little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head. And they would get into the little the little bunny, the little bunny popping him on the head. And there's this one part where I go, and the good fairy, she said.
Well, we're familiar with the song.
You know, I've never heard of it.
Was I missing it real quick?
No, that's quite all right.
I know, I'm a terrible songstress.
I'll give it three thumbs up, though. It was pretty interesting.
It was really, really cool. Because
anything like, you were...
for real have never heard Little Bunny Foo Foo?
I thought she made it up.
No. It's a song that you sing.
You're kidding,
when
right?
You're little. On the playground.
No.
And there's these little hand motions that go with it.
No.
And there's this one part where the moral of the story, the moral of this story is hair today, goon tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
And then she's little Kiki, who was a big black girl, by the way, real pretty. No teeth. She would sit there and she goes, I'm the
whole no teeth thing. She was real pretty.
I'm the goon. And she'd like fall on the floor and do a little seizure of some sort and then get back up and be like, let's do it again. And the other ones we did was, I'm a little teapot, short and stout. We did that one. Yeah. And we did, I know an old lady who swallowed a fly.
Did I take drugs today before?
No, but I did.
Remember this whole podcast thing we're doing?
Yeah, let me review the bunny one, and because I do like it.
But Jack made me sing the song so you know what it's
sure.
about.
No, God.
Well, you already did you?
No. Little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and popped him on the head. Then along came the good fairy, and she said, little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and popping him on the head. I'll give you three more chances, and if you don't stop, I'm going to turn you into a goon. And that's
yeah.
it. And then it goes on like that. You get two chances, one chance, and then eventually little bunny foo-foo turns into a goon.
A what?
A goon.
Like a
like
monster.
A goblin. Like a goblin.
Hey, what's up? I'm really sorry about the death of your Uncle Louie this Thursday night.
Goblin.
I'll give it three thumbs up. I think it's very clever. And
five thumbs up.
I mean, anything where you're hitting animals on heads should be sung to children. So.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Ah.
Thankfully, I didn't have to review that Little Mermaid song. So.
Okay, moving along. Any thumbs down? Yes, five. Anyway, moving along. Five. Five is the restaurant, if I'm not mistaken? Or food, or...
Yeah.
I like steakout.
Okay, but let's do steakout.
Okay, review steakout.
Yeah. So, I don't really like meat as much as a lot of people.
Yeah, they have other things aside from meat.
Really good baked potatoes and... cheesecake to die for.
Their chocolate cake is awesome. They have salads, french
shrimp,
fries.
They have shrimp and fish.
I like shrimp. I mean, I'll eat the steak out, though. I mean, I've had it before.
It's just really cool that you can get a steak delivered to your house. And a good steak.
I like the steak tips rather than
not like some piece of shit microwave steak.
You put too much Worcestershire sauce on there. It's nasty.
I like Worcestershire. Oh.
Obviously.
He said three thumbs up, three thumbs down.
You'll see.
I'm going to edit it so it's this. Just to prove my point, seven.
That's the idea or concept, I think.
Oh.
Wormholes!
Wormholes? Review wormholes?
Wormholes?
Sure.
I know. They're everywhere and nowhere at once.
That's deep, dude.
You know, they did inspire the movie Event Horizon, so.
That was not a very good movie.
And that movie, Black Hole?
It made a mean noise.
So yeah, wormholes, I'll give it, since it's everywhere and nowhere at once, I'll give it zero thumbs up.
Times infinity.
Yes.
That's not a real number. I don't
have
to teach math.
Zero is a real number.
Zero is a real number.
Although interestingly enough, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that Roman societies did not have the concept of zero.
They learned it from the Persians, if I'm not mistaken.
The only thing you learn from Persians is how to make a good rug.
And how to treat your monkey.
No, I know how to treat my monkey.
Yeah, that's good.
And my rug. Okay, one.
What's one?
TV show, movie type thing?
From Mark and Mindy, Robin Williams. You didn't watch that when you were little?
Oh,
so anyway.
Gray hair. So, Mark and Mindy?
You didn't like it.
I never cared for her when I was a kid. I think Robin Williams has gotten better over the years. I didn't really like that old style of kind of whacked out, kind of Robin Williams extroverted.
His has not changed at all.
Yeah, I'm not really
Birdcage
of his stand up. So I'll give it 2 thumbs up because it is about an alien. I like pretty much anything that's about an alien. But yeah, 3 thumbs down for being
two
Robin Williams, man.
Oof. Wow,
seriously, those stupid,
that's pretty harsh.
Those stupid suspenders, man.
Oh, you don't like rainbows?
Pretty island?
No,
that's pretty gay.
It's a gay alien.
Next,
that's it.
Podcast is over.
That's right. Yes, the podcast is over. Have fun. Bye. No. Okay. Wild card.
Cool.
The Little Mermaid.
The movie?
With the hidden
penis. The actual Little Mermaid. The
excellent
real
story by, what was his name again?
Hans Christian Andersen.
Hans Christian Andersen, where she dies and becomes sea foam. There's
no
happy
ending.
I don't remember that part of the movie either.
This isn't part of the movie. It's part of the story by Hans Christian Andersen.
Well, good thing they Disney-fied it, because kids shouldn't be exposed to that kind of...
What, the idea of death?
Stuff.
Well, see, in the original story, she's spurned by the lover that she rescues the guy, and takes him to sea, and then becomes a human, and then he rejects her, so she goes back to the sea and becomes the sea foam when she dies.
Aww.
See, that's just absurd. Dying and becoming sea foam, that's just absurd.
It's a fairy tale. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to be a morality tale.
Yeah, the whole mermaid thing isn't absurd, but the sea foam thing, that's just...
I'll give it 2 thumbs up because Ariel's hot.
And now, play the song.
You are a sick, sick bastard.
Play the song.
And I'll give it 2 thumbs down because I don't care for it.
So, you wanted to play your song?
My song, please.
Yeah, let's play the Nine-Inch Nails one.
No, I want to hear Poor Unfortunate Souls.
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake 'em across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Have we got a deal?
If I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again.
But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is one more thing. We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But I don't have...
I'm not asking much. Just a token, really, a trifle. What I want from you is your voice.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of the body language. Ha! The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yet on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't inform and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want
to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor, unfortunate soul. Paluga, Savruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. Rinxus, glossitis, ecnax, laryngitis, la voce to me.
Ursula the Sea Witch.
The guest spot.
Remember the anthrax scares?
You're
oh,
dude.
Wait, no, hold on. Remember, everyone's, oh my god, they find anthrax like 107 different places. I was like, my dad goes, yeah, anthrax occurs in nature.
Yeah.
I was like,
were they flowers?
Duh, it was shit like that.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the anthrax scare. Is people were led to believe that there was a mutated strain of anthrax that would invade humans. Well, here's the thing. The common cold comes from horses because we are around them so much, all right? We have, yeah, that's a fact. You can look it up.
It's just weird.
Dude, I'm serious.
I believe you. It's just weird.
Because, think about it. What is one of the animals we have been around the longest?
I think some of them come from pigs, too.
Yeah, like, you can get stuff from pigs. Well, it's the same thing. We're worried about avian flu. Worrying about, all this shit. Well, we're around these things this long. And he goes, well, you don't build. Your new leaves are dropping. No. It's opening the door to get stronger against something else. If you are exposed to something, that fucking microbe is going to find a way to get you eventually. And yes, we will. There will be deaths to avian flu. But the thing is, it won't be a fucking pandemic. People die of fucking flu every day. Different strains. Like everyone goes, the new strain. Look, the strain we have in the States is the same strain that fucking El Salvador will get 30 years from now. 30 fucking years from now. It's a new strain every fucking year. So every year, they culture it, they make, and here's your flu shot, motherfucker, and you get sick from the flu shot, and you're like, okay, no, I can't get the flu, yay.
And then it mutates.
I have never had a flu shot.
Yeah.
I have never had the flu.
I've had the flu, like, twice in my life, but I've never had a flu shot, and both times it was like, everyone in my family got it.
Yeah, and the thing is, it goes
away. That's the only reason I got it.
But the issue is anthrax. Yes, you can get anthrax. But you know what? A simple antibiotic works on that. Not one of the ones that everyone's scared about. This is not like, you know, penicillin, methicillin. So this is not like we're dealing with, you know, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus or anything like that. We're not dealing with something that can fight our main antibiotic. Anthrax is easily annihilated by antibiotics when we take them, because our immune systems are the shit. In comparison to a fucking cow. That's why we live long. Like, well, cows got four stomachs. Yes. Well, if cows were so fucking smart, why do farmers feed them magnets? Well, that's so that when they eat the metal pieces that they find on the side of the road, they won't cut their asshole up when they bleed to death. That's why when a horse is fucking flopping around on the ground, you go, I better go make him stand up. So the stupid bastard doesn't twist his guts up. They're stupid. Kill them, eat them. I don't give a shit, kill them. People too, kill them, eat them. All right. I don't fucking care.
Ghost's gonna open up a sort of like green factory.
This week's game.
So this should be pretty evenly matched, actually, because this week's game is this or this. You're familiar with the concept of this or this already. It is Star Trek character or
antidepressant.
All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Excited?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Now I don't know how well I'm pronounced any of these. These are really hard to pronounce. And I do apologize if they're really simple. They're not simple. Cymbalta.
That is an antidepressant.
Yeah.
Torazial.
That's Star Trek.
I think it might be an antidepressant.
That is Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from the Star Trek Averse.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know, the new generation, the whole
right.
Old show, new show, everything. Apostle Trial.
That's Star Trek.
I'm going to go with her.
Star Trek?
Yeah.
No, that's a pharmaceutical. iChip.
That's Star Trek.
Yeah.
That is Star Trek, yes.
It might
Which
be a drug.
Answer?
I think it's a drug.
It's a drug? You're right, it's a drug. Lawaxna Toy.
LaTroy?
You're winning. You're winning.
As in Jordy LaTroy?
Toy.
You're winning.
The T-O-I, I don't know if I pronounced that right. Gladum? Or Gladum, maybe?
That sounds like a piece of the inhuman anatomy. Star Trek.
You can guess neither one. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Imsum. E-M-S-A-M. No. I'm sorry. Yes, it's a drug. Sarak.
Star Trek.
Zorak?
Sarak. You said Star Trek, right?
Right.
It's actually a pharmaceutical.
Oops.
Edronax.
Drug. That's Star Trek.
Is that really obvious? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the name of one of the main characters in Voyager.
Is it really? I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Kai Opaka.
Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Are you saying neither? I think it's Star Trek.
Star Wars is not an answer.
I know. Star Trek.
Can you say it one more time?
Kai Opaka.
Yeah, I'm going to say Star Trek.
It is Star Trek. Barada.
Barada?
That's a drug.
Yeah, it's a drug.
You're both wrong. That is the one that's neither. It's from the command for the day. The Earth stood still. Klaatu Barada Nictu.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes. Yeah, I more commonly know it from Army Darkness. I've never actually seen the day the Earth stood still. But anyway. Excel.
It's a computer program. Excel.
Drug.
Drug.
Yes, that's a drug. Last but not least, Seprum.
That's a drug.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a first. That was a drug. And we have a tie. Excellent. We have never had a tie as long as we've been doing this. We've never had a tie.
So it's the tiebreaker.
Oh, we don't need a tiebreaker.
Okay, the tiebreaker
I'll thumb wrestle
is...
you.
Whoever can defeat the other person in hand-to-hand combat is the winner.
Yeah, I'll turn it thumb wrestle.
Thumb wrestle? You want
thumb wrestle?
Okay.
Why not? Thumb wrestle. Okay.
Okay.
This won't really work for you listening at home, but I'll try to make a commentary.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Well, then I can do it too, and I win.
And you do.
Cheater. By cheating.
It's not cheating if you open it up to
It's cheating if you use this finger.
That's what she said, anyway.
Anyway, so what are we doing now?
What are we doing now?
Playing a song?
Yeah, we're playing a song.
Let's go ahead and play that Blondie song, since we're talking about it.
Okay, we're going to play Blondie. What's the name of the song?
This is a cover of a Blondie song.
By?
Priscila y sus platas something.
What's the song called?
Mi pobre, mi corazón de cristal.
Facilidad. da por llorar y pronto se enamora. De cristal, mi pobre corazón está hecho de cristal. Se rompe fácilmente y le da por llorar y pronto se enamora. Por favor, amor, no debes lastimarlo.
Music. I especially don't like it when Hispanic people get a hold of an accordion. It's just really frightening.
I don't like most Tejano music, but I like that one.
Not to be racist anything, I just don't like the music.
I actually discovered that song through, of all places, Mr. Pants, like in 1997 or 1998 or something. He posted a little thing about it. And this is like before anybody ever thought of actually posting MP3s on blogs. So I had to like track it down on Napster of all places.
Oh,
so,
scary.
Yeah. He said he heard it on the radio and he was like, man, I love this song.
It's got slide guitar and accordion. The only thing it needs is I guess they don't call it a Jew's harp anymore, whatever you call it now, the friendly phrase for the little bang bang bangs.
Ukulele.
Instrument? It's not a ukulele.
No, yeah, they needed a ukulele.
Well, some people put ukuleles in their mouth.
But anyway, if it if it had the trifecta of bad instruments would be complete.
But you could imagine Mr. Pants listening to that.
Oh, Mr. Pants.
For some reason.
What's a Mr. Pants?
Nobody knows.
A website that never gets updated anymore. You hear me, Ben?
I think
you
died.
You hear me? Are you listening to this? He became a father.
Oh.
Stupid parenting. Oh, why can't he neglect his child to go update his website with a cool, funny, interesting stuff?
Bastard. Hey, speaking of which,
I'm gonna send you an email, Ben. You better fucking update your website.
Let's talk about politics.
I thought we would talk about something in the Metro Spirit this week.
Enjoy.
An article about a $1,000 reward for vandals.
Oh, the graffiti folks.
Yeah. There's a guy who I would say is a toy. And he goes by the name B. Sin, who has been, and I don't usually use this phrase, but he's been tagging. He's been out just doing these shitty throws and hand
and it wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the fact that it's all over business fronts on Broad Street, so.
Not just business fronts on Broad Street. I was talking to, another graffiti writer friend of mine, and he was telling me that he hit, the back of Woodrow Wilson's home.
Oh yeah, the fence, the wall.
He was hitting people's personal homes. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy who hit that really nice, expensive park, that public park that the church built. yeah, on that nice hand-laid block wall that they had that had to cost a fortune, and he fucking spray-painted some of the shittiest graffiti I've ever seen on it. And I just want to grab this guy by the throat and strangle him until his eyeballs pop out of his head like little party favors.
That would be assault. You should just turn him in for the horde.
Sir Mildred Pierce made a good point when he was talking to Austin. Austin Rhodes. He said that legal graffiti, and then Austin went off on that for like half an hour. There's no such thing as legal graffiti. And then Sir Mildred Pierce made the point of the wall that's, where was it, downtown?
The one where you...
People were allowed to spray paint what they wanted to, where they wanted to, on this one particular wall, and that was legal graffiti.
Well, the word graffiti means applicating something to a surface.
Okay.
Specifically writing, usually. Graffitio is the original term. Here's what I know, okay? I know from what I read about Chicago. Chicago, actually, it's illegal to own spray paint. No, it's legal to buy spray paint. You can own it, but you can't buy it. However, they had a major graffiti problem. So the city, per the insistence of this woman, set up a legal wall. It was like a huge legal place that people could paint, and it was a big success, and it reduced the city's graffiti problem. And eventually they got the brilliant idea to shut down, and now they have a graffiti problem. Jacksonville, Florida, specifically, where I've been to several times, and I've talked to some of the writers online, they had a legal spot at their version of their 5 points. And for some reason, the guy who owned it shut it down. I heard something about he caught someone smoking drugs out there or something like that. We're talking to somebody. So basically, because of that, he shut it down. Now graffiti is everywhere in Jacksonville.
Now, may I make a comment, please?
Sure.
When the wall came down in Germany, you had a very discernible difference between West German and East German subway stops. And the West German subway stops were covered in graffiti. And as a matter of fact, they ended up hiring graffiti artists to paint over the other graffiti that was already there. And in Berlin, one of the major stopping points they had was one of the major spots on the subway system, the U-Bahn, as they call it. They had these grapes. And they were so cool because there were little faces in the grapes. It was like a Bacchanalia kind of scene. Yeah. It was really, really cool. But the minute you cross into East Germany, to where East Germany used to be, there was nothing. Everything was pristine, and there were chandeliers in the and very austere kind of things. Like the first stop into East Germany had a chandelier and red plush velvet seats.
Okay.
And then a year later, when we went back, it was all tagged.
Whereas the other one was just,
it's artwork now.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can do to prevent graffiti is to allow good graffiti up.
Yeah.
And bad graffiti artists typically do not go over good stuff.
I am not painting anything that's not legal. I'm trying to find legal spots to paint. One of our spots got painted over. The guy, we thought we had permission. We did have permission with the people who owned the building, and apparently they didn't get permission with the landlord. I asked them if they owned the building. They said yes. So I don't know what the fuck the deal with that was. But, you know, I would always prefer to paint on a legal surface.
Reinhardt's Oesterberg.
I can't take spray paint into Reinhardt's, but I have hit the tables up. The waitresses think it's interesting. I can tell you from the things I know, just from like going to the train yards and seeing the trains, the people who work in the freight yards, I can't speak for the people who buff it and the people who, you know, have to keep track of the stock cars, although the writers are pretty good about leaving the numbers exposed. But they seem to appreciate it. All the people I've spoken to, that's just firsthand, but they always park the cars, which are most colorful, right next to the offices. I don't think that's a mistake, because I'm sure they'd rather look at something beautiful and colorful than the same drab, boring cars all day. I don't know. That could just be me. It's just from me talking to people. That's all I can tell you.
My friend that lives in Jacksonville, Florida, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
He works for CSX, and he was the person that determines what load each train pulls and which... you know, engine pulls, how many cars, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was his job. And he always said he really enjoyed the artwork that was on the train cars. He always said he enjoyed that.
This article is interesting for a couple different reasons. One reason is they've got some photos here. They do have some photos of Beeson's work. But the crux of the story is that they're offering a $1,000 reward for whoever's responsible for the shitty graffiti that was done on Broad Street.
Was sent to Le Chat Noir?
What?
Le Chat Noir.
What happened?
They got tagged too.
Well, that's what happened.
Because we couldn't find where it
that's
was.
Because they already painted over it.
Because they'd already painted over it.
Oh, really? Oh, well. Here's the thing, okay? They have a photo on here of graffiti that I took a picture of a year ago that it says is part of this graffiti that was done.
It doesn't really say in a way, but it definitely implies it.
By association, implies it. So if they go out looking for the people who did that, they're not going to catch the people they're looking for. They're going to catch the wrong people. And I'm wondering if, I guess to them it doesn't matter. More importantly, it's got, this is in the newspaper, okay? It's got graffiti for someone who you happen to know, the name of Ben Lynch.
Yeah.
And the exact phrase, I'm just quoting right out of the paper here from what I see from, I've seen the stuff plenty of time to myself. It says, Ben Lynch is gay. And I'm sure he appreciates that being in the newspaper. Here to comment on that?
That's pretty much it.
I gotta say, I used to work for the Spirit, and every single person just about who matters is now gone.
You don't know Brandy, this person that wrote this article?
I have no idea who Erica Bolin is.
Right.
But I hope she's not gay.
Gay?
Well, because then it would be wrong for me to mention it on my podcast.
Oh.
You know. Unless she, you know, was gay and was okay with it, but I'm not gonna do that to her because that would be unkind. Now they did get a couple things right. They did seem like they're kind of fair towards proposing a legal wall, which I think is one of the best things they could do. I hope that happens because if it does, I'll be there every weekend.
Is that the city's decision or is that a property owner's decision though?
Well, I'm not sure because they're talking about putting it in conjunction with the skate park, which is a great idea.
Where's the skate park though?
I don't know. I've never been there. I think I've driven by it and didn't realize it, but. We have a really shitty skate park. The other thing the city tries to crack down on is the skaters, because they're a scourge. You know, people see people skateboarding, oh my god, that's it, that's gang-related, right? You fucking morons.
Why do they crack down on skateboarders like that?
Because...
It's an insurance issue?
There is one thing, okay? The only thing that I know of that's legitimate is skateboarders like to grind their boards on things.
Okay.
You know, railings and shit like that. And skateboarders tend to be kids, and kids tend to be destructive. So when they see kids with skateboards, or they see destruction and kids are present, they assume it's the skaters. I've talked to property owners who said, yeah, the skateboarders are walking. I talked to him for like 5 or 10 minutes. He was having his building redone. I was taking pictures. I just happened to comment that I liked it. He said, oh, I own this building. And it used to have this nice tile on it. He says, why did they rip all the tile off? Because the skateboarders kept walking by and whacking their boards to knock the tile off. And I was like... You don't really believe that, do you?
It's not something a skater would do.
Hey, here's a wacky idea. Maybe the grout went bad and the tiles fell out. I don't know. I mean, call me crazy. I'm not denying the possibility that there might have been one skateboarder at one time in the some 50 years that the tiles were up on the side of the building. I don't know how long they were up there. I'm just guessing because it's an old building, but... That at one point, maybe someone did walk by the skateboard and whack it up there. Maybe even not intentionally. But, like, maybe they were trying to hit one of their friends and missed. I don't know. I don't fucking know. All I know is I extremely doubt the skateboarders are doing that shit. But that's the impression people have of skateboarders, is they're destructive punks just out to damage public property. So they're a nuisance, and they lower the value of property, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so we're going to play a song by KRS-One about graffiti called Out for Fame. So,
I'm writing my name in graffiti on the wall. I'm writing my name in graffiti on the wall. I'm writing my name in graffiti on the wall. I'm writing my name in graffiti on the wall. All graffiti artists hold tight. In my knapsack, crossing out the wig-whack, putting up my name with a fat cap. Suckers that want to be in my face, I just slapped that. Big respect to artifacts, Fat Joey, Crackhead, Mac, and Bio, and Brim come again with BG-183. Recognize me with the mad colors. I'm a fiend for spray paint. Laugh if you wanna. I really care if you ain't, cause you don't know me, see, and I don't know you. But I do know Coke too, he be hitting walls too. It's the underground community of what we call writers. Worldwide burners getting hotter, getting brighter. Nicer. What up, Mesa? What up, Chino? Master Ace in the place with the bass. You know, we know my man Reekin. My man Zor taught me how to draw in
paper. I had rubbing alcohol and carbon paper. Yeah, carbon paper and a blackboard eraser. Got me chasing in the bus yards with Rican and Nasa. Historically speaking, cause people be dissing. The first graffiti artist in the world with the Egyptians. Writing on the walls, mixing characters with letters to tell the graphic story about their life. However, today we do the same thing with how we rap and draw. We call it hardcore, they call it breaking the law. There used to be a time when rap music was illegal. The cops will come and break up every party when they see you. But now the rap music's making money for the corporate. It's acceptable to flaunt it. Now everybody's on it. Graffiti is in corporate, so it gets no respect. Hasn't made $1 billion for some corporation yet. So, in the name of phase two, stay high, pretty sweet. Grab your cans and hit the streets. I'm out for fame. City, not a farm. Steady bomb until I get fatigue in my arm. Watching for the beast, cause many artists they shot them and beat them in the yards while doing the top to bottom. So pass me a can, not a bold goal, but bold blue, sky blue. Watch me unfold with the cold burner of names you might have heard of, like Fat Bob Freddy, Sam Sever. Word to the wise, future of 2000 recognized. Nation of creation, G-Man, come alive. Checking out Revolt and Zephyr, my man Easy and Revin. Mix 77, oh no, with the paint we can never dilly-dally. Big up and respect to Con Art and Cali. The soul artists, the rebels, the rascals, 3YB. United Artists, T.A.T. and Don D. Yes, the other side of hip-hop is representing the visual. Toys, we be dissing you, I'm out for fame.
One without for fame, and you know, he brings up an interesting point. It's actually what he said there is kind of outdated now, and yeah, I don't think he would have predicted this. I certainly would never predicted this. But he talks about how graffiti's never made any corporation of $1 million,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because one of the really popular styles of graphic design right now is emulating graffiti, more specifically stencils and hand tags and stuff like that. And so, like, you look at Comedy Central's entire design for, like, the past 3 years has been a graffiti style. Most people don't pick up on it, but lots of companies, McDonald's, Nike, and shit like that, not only do they hire graffiti writers to promote their stuff, but they've actually, in their commercials and their advertisements, not even, in hip-hop magazines, just their ad, they're showing on just regular, whatever, Fox News or, you know, ABC, whatever, you know, primetime, whatever they've got. These graffiti style ads and these graffiti style print advertisements and shit like that. I think it's kind of strange, actually. And so, anything you want to say before you go?
Well, I appreciate you playing Poor Unfortunate Souls from The Little Mermaid. Yeah. I really appreciate that. It's one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Buenas noches.
The advice column.
Okay, how do you give a hickey? Okay, well, first, it is so funny how people show affection by hurting their partner's neck. Lol. LOL. But anyway, how do you give one, really? Bite, suck, what?
Tyler's my nephew. He's 10 years old. We were on vacation. I have a photo of this. For some reason,
this story is going to sound much more disturbing. Than it really
is. It's not as disturbing. It sounds really perverse, and it's not. He wanted to give my, God only knows why, he wanted to give my father a hickey. And you know how it is when you're dealing with kids? you kind of want to avoid the fact that it's kind of a taboo subject, so you kind of approach it in a way that might make it less taboo and still tell the child no to quench their interest. They don't, you know, get, you know. So my father's solution, which I thought was pretty good at the time, was he said, well, I don't really want anyone to see it, so you'll need to do it on my foot. The idea being that Todd would be so repulsed by the notion of doing it on putting his mouth on someone's foot that he would just be like, oh, okay, I'm not going to do it then. But Tyler seemed really interested in the idea and ended up starting to give my dad a hickey on the foot. Never did succeed, but for some reason he sucked my dad's foot for a couple seconds. I get a photo of that.
Yeah.
He's a kid. Yeah, keep that in mind. And my dad was not trying to encourage the situation, I can assure you.
So that's my advice is practice on the feet.
Of your father.
Yeah.
If you don't have a father, practice on your mom. Make sure you tell your friends at school, hey, I gave my mom a hickey on her foot. And when they say, what are you talking about? Say, no, really, I gave her a hickey. I gave my mom a hickey, and it was on her foot. And then they'll think you're really cool. I promise.
All right. My boyfriend asked me if I could get a... No. My boyfriend asked me if I could get a facial. And I'm all sure. And it turns out he wanted to jizz on my face. So I dumped him. What now?
Well, now you need to go get another facial. I mean, what?
I mean,
you turned down the first one.
If the last four words that weren't in there, and then it said, what now, then this would be a pretty good question. But, I mean, haven't you already kind of come to the solution?
I you know, by all means, tell total strangers on the internet. I think that's probably the best thing you can
include
do.
Pictures.
Yes. I don't know. The way I read this, the first time I read it, I think she turned him down. But I'm wondering, after hearing you read it again, if maybe it actually happened, like you did.
That's what I thought.
Really? So I didn't pick that up the first time I read this, and now that I'm hearing it again, I'm seeing some. Just the whole what part was the icing on the cake for me, so to speak. But any advice?
Get used to it.
Get used to it. Okay.
Is it dangerous to?
Sorry.
Is it dangerous to masturbate with a hot dog? My one friend was talking about how some girl online was talking about it, and it got me wondering, couldn't this be dangerous? Like get sucked up in the vagina or break in there or something?
Well, probably, there is one way to find out.
Why, ask somebody on the internet.
Why a hot dog, though? I mean, like...
Easy to find. It's disposable.
A carrot, I think, would be much less likely to break off.
Some people don't like vegetables. I don't like vegetables.
You don't like meat, you don't like vegetables. What do you eat?
I don't like cucumbers either.
There's also a lot more sizes of a carrot. I mean, you
well,
know,
they have
carrots.
You know, you can upgrade to some salami and eventually to a whole bologna.
Kill balsa. It's a giant sausage. It's about as big around as my fist. Yeah, that's
I'm 51. My mom is 80. How do I handle her when we go shopping and she starts to lecture me that I am spending too much money and I really don't need to buy any more clothes unless I see something special? You see, I get angry and say how dare she make comments and tell me what to do and how to do it and what to buy. Help.
I mean, honestly, you want some advice?
Go shopping without your mom?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. It just seems so simple, though, you know? Like so painfully obvious, but...
Yeah.
You know, some people apparently, they don't get the simple stuff. You know, it's just when she starts to talk shit, just punch her right in the fucking face. Just BOW! You know,
I haven't hit puberty yet. Can it hurt me if I still whack off? Thanks.
Again, there's one way to find out. I guess if you're not using a hot dog, you'll be okay.
You might get blisters.
Yeah. I suppose if you, like, accidentally fire off a load into your eye, that might hurt. Nah. It's good! Feels great! Yeah. Whack off as much as you can. Preferably at school, in front of your friends. They'll appreciate it. That was our vice column this week.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Was that all from that one account?
Yes.
Cool. Maybe we should give her a shout out.
It's Young Grandma.
Young Grandma at theadviceinators.com website.
Go, Young Grandma. Good job. So from that, we'll play another song.
All right.
What would you like to follow that up with?
I actually have a song stuck in my head right now, so let's play it.
What's the song?
It's that Hard and Firm song about pie. It's called Pie. Pretty cool.
I have a feeling when you say pretty cool, it's probably not pretty cool.
No, it's awesome. It's all about pie.
When ink and pen in hands of men inscribe your form by B2B, they draw an altar on which God has slaughtered all stability. No eyes could ever soak in all the places you anoint. And yet to see you all at once, we only need the point. Flirting with infinity, your geometric progeny that fit inside you, oh so tight, with triangles that feel so right.
5. Now that's what I call getting some pie. 5 of the chicks wore 6-inch heels. 2 of the 9 squealed like steel. 514 was the area code. Quebec, Canada, my window abode in my $1.3 million chalet. Pie backwards, 5 forwards all night and all day.
Wait a minute, it's got the word shit in it. She can't play that in a public school.
They showed Romeo and Juliet in school.
When we watched it, they fast-forwarded it to the TV scene.
Yeah, sometimes teachers forget now. She can fast-forward through the shit.
That was bizarre.
Weird. You should see the video.
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news! Film at 11.
Okay, this is from an unnamed source.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, robots will have to be given legal rights and accept certain responsibilities if advances in artificial intelligence continue to create sensitive quasi-organisms, according to a paper solicited for Sir David King, the UK's chief scientist. According to one AI researcher, if robots are granted full rights, states will be obligated to provide full social benefits to them, including income support, housing, and possibly robo-healthcare to fix the machines over time. A December Financial Times report on the paper noted that robots might also have to pay taxes and be available for military service, which would be really awesome.
Yeah.
That would be like a Futurama world.
Once Skynet, gets them out there on the field and... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a Bender kind of robot. fan as opposed to the killing machines.
Oh, well, you know, okay. I'm not saying that. I have a feeling that looking at the two as prospective futures, I think Terminator is probably a more realistic picture than Futurama will ever be.
Yeah. Although there's one way to find out.
Lula's hot. But
yeah, that one eyeball.
Yes, it's that one eyeball that does it, yeah.
I wonder when the new episodes are coming out. I know they're in production.
Yeah, that's the...
Do you think robots should be given rights if they have intelligence?
You know, they have the intelligence that we give them. Until I see an effective AI, I really can't
It's going to be a long ways off, so...
I mean, I know that AI was one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
I didn't say it was bad. It's exceptionally well done.
It wasn't in... But it wasn't like Dancer in the Dark territory.
Yeah, it was. That
seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah. Yeah. That whole area, yeah, was straight up in that.
I think it was more subtle. I mean, nobody lost their arm.
Actually, someone did.
Did they?
Yeah, there were robots getting pulled apart.
Well, robots don't count.
The whole movie was from the perspective of robots being sympathetic characters.
I'm just messing with you. I think it was a creepy movie, too. It was very unsettling in a way.
Especially the ending. So they had those alien-like robots.
Yeah. Were they robots?
Yeah, they were robots. Any pirate news?
I think I saw on the Discovery Channel they had some about modern pirates. I wanted to watch it.
Well, there you go.
I didn't get to see it.
Also, this week in pirate news, Mr. Pierce wanted to watch a
pirate show. That was a month ago, though.
Okay, this month in robot news, Mr. Pierce wanted to watch a show about pirates, but he wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So... we're going to listen to the exceptionally perverse-sounding Lazy Town tune, You Are a Pirate, which try to listen to this and remember that it's a kid's show, and not in any way condoning all sorts of gratuitous sex.
Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You're our favorite indeed. Being a pirate is a wretched thing. Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You are a pirate. We got us a map to lead us to a hidden box that's all locked up with locks and buried deep away. We'll dig up the box. We know it's full of precious booty. Bust open the locks and then we'll say hooray!
It's horrid to be. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate. I are a hoy in the past. Think if you turn it, think if you fast. Hang the black flag at the end of the mast. You are a pirate.
We're sailing away. Adventure waits on every shore. We set sail and explore. And Ren and Jim pull day. We float in our boat until it's time to drop the anchor. Then hang up our coats until we sail again.
You're our little bitty. If you love to sail the sea, you are a pirate.
Land ho!
You're our little bitty. Being a pirate is a wretched thing. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You're wind at your back, lads, wherever you go.
Blue sky above and blue ocean below. You are a pirate.
you are a pirate.
And now I challenge you to get that song out of your head.
I was able to the first time. Hopefully I will be able to the second time. So.
It's weird because after I listened to that a couple times, and I don't mean a lot, I mean like maybe three times.
Right.
I actually... when I, that night, I woke up, like in the middle of the night, you know how you wake up and you can't go back to sleep?
Yeah.
And that song suddenly just appeared out of nowhere into my head, and I was like, oh, I can't hear this song. And then, okay, that's one thing, but I went online to the website I got that from, and I mentioned, I mentioned that I had that experience, and not everyone else, but a lot of other people had that experience too.
Yeah.
Like there's something hidden in the song where... you know, covertly sneaks into your brain and waits. So once you get to that third time, if that is your...
That's my second.
That's your second. So a couple more times. Want to hear it again?
No, there won't be another time. Sure.
To which you're looking for a pirate is looking for a hidden box.
I like we know it's full of precious booty.
I like the bad Euro pop.
Which looks really gay in the video. Because I know it's a girl, but she's wearing all pink, and you know, there's two types of techno to me. There's like techno that's really good, and then there's techno that's just
the gay bar
blatantly thing. Techno, blatantly gay techno. Right. I don't know what it is. I don't know what earmarks it as that style of techno, but you know, I think everybody kind of will probably have a feeling I'm talking about. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, it's a particular style that just really sticks out. And what can I say?
Best and praise.
So you would praise our album?
No, somebody wanted to diss. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, we are doing diss and praise.
Let's see. I can put myself on the spot too if we can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm gonna diss. Nah, I'm not gonna diss the Spirit. I already dissed him enough.
I'll diss. I've gotten into a new thing. You know, I'm photographing graves because I like graves.
Yeah.
Which I've always done, but I found a website where you can add those. I mean, I always knew about it. For some reason, I just never.
You can hit me off with that address because I've got a bunch of.
Well, it's called findagrave.com.
Oh, okay. Well, you talked about that, yeah, and how there's no wiki.
The website started out in 1995, and it's never. I get the impression it's never gone through any really major redesign because it still feels like a website from the 90s. It's very clunky and it's hard to find stuff, and I don't agree with their philosophy, but there's kind of central philosophy to the whole community that you know, only the person who initially added the grave can add stuff to it. So yeah. If I find something that I want to add to somebody else's, I got to go to the original person that added it. And I would prefer more of a wiki kind of thing. Because, I mean, there's plenty of little things that I have wanted to add to something. Or just correct the atrocious grammar and spelling of other people. But I can't. I mean, there's one grave. All I wanted to add was a plot number, and I really can't be fucked to send an email off to them about that. Because I don't think they would want to be bothered about it.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let me add a picture of the James Brown statue, which I think is probably, I mean, it's technically not a grave, but it is in keeping with the whole kind of idea of it, because people pay their respects to it, at it.
Yeah.
And, but it technically doesn't fit, so.
I can see why they would say that. I can see why you can make the argument. I can kind of see both sides of it.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to praise the guy who created this game that I've been playing called Flash Elevent TV. Unfortunately, the address is not simple. It's Novel Concepts. It's novelconcepts.co.uk/Flash Elevent. T like Tango, D like Delta. Flash Elevent TV is all one word. And it's just a really addictive game. I can't beat it. I suck. But it's really addictive. You should check it out.
What's it about?
It's a strategy game where you have this maze, and there's these creatures that they call creeps. They're coming off from one side of the maze, and you can strategically place different types of towers that shoot different things, like arrows, cannonballs, and stuff like that. And then, you know, you get gold, and over time, you know, as you kill the creeps, you get more gold, and you also accrue interest for every successful mission based on how much gold you have at the time. So it's in your best interest to use as few towers as possible to maximize the way that the towers are placed so that they do the most damage without spending much, because the more gold you have, you know, if it's an interest-based system, then you're going to get more interest off of how much you have if you have, you know, use very few towers. I've gotten really good at getting up until the levels get extremely hard.
Right.
And then it's like I'm master. I destroy everything, and then I get to this one level, and then it kills me. I mean, it's like a switch is flipped, and I go from being the man to sucking ass. I mean, it's dramatically different because they get demolished before they even get near the end. But when that level goes, all of a sudden, like, I can't even kill half of them. So I mean, it's a dramatic difference, and the hit points don't change that much. So I'm not sure if it's, and I keep reading on, and these scores are just ridiculous. I'll get 5,000 something points.
Yeah.
There's people on there with like 300,000, 500,000 points. And I don't know what the secret is. I just haven't figured it out yet.
You'll figure it out.
Probably not. I suck at video games anyway. But it's extremely addictive. I mean, it's like crack. I can't stop playing.
I want to try it.
You should, man. Why don't we play? Let me play Saint Talas song since he's
dead.
I did this album with this guy Saint Talas, who's a really talented MC. But unfortunately, he didn't have a choice, had to move to Florida. So I had Saint Talas on the show many, many times. This is the unscrewed version of Punchin.
Damn girl, you looking good. Wanna make you feel as good as you love to move, but I can't, so listen up. Galena deep for reason, over beats can see by SHWN. Seeking she knew with her features, way beyond believing. Easy with your breathing, hold the wind, you see a speaking presence. Proof ahead, the speaking moves, spread to through with features. As a he was Cuban breeches, brought his movers, supersedes it. Ruby next to see with the chicken's music, and a blue was genius. The ends, new to see the vex and drew a Venus duty. Kiss with Cupid's fever, booty fit with moving venom. Truly gift of beauty, bleeding sound with sexy Louis Freeman. You computed as a linguist, beauty switching you to speakers. See, I refuse to lose a name, and that confused you, then repeat it. Do me quit with tools to please a coochie, grit with moving fingers. Use my phone for cool and lingus. She looking like a cartoon with the 7-4 scene. Angrily defeat Christine. Call her humble statues. A bubble passage on the ceiling of the Sistine. She picks you up like Sensi. Now the mood is something like schoolgirl over painting. Man, sometimes I think you know exactly what you were doing. And you walk through that exit like that, and then turn back and shot those big, beautiful eyes over at me. Damn, girl, you bad. I got plans for you. I hit him every kiss, we spinning in and out, looking down the sides, kissing down the spine, making sure we're never needed, seeking me that fine. The wrist behind the head, legs wide, with fine, fine, like this. Now she's in the back, and baby, got us on the light. Oh, she never satisfied. See the tick, when you fish, she's in, give it back. Crazy ladies, 20 fat, gravy training, pretty hot, just a mess. Spicy, sweet, a ginger snap. Stuff like got a groove, and got a rhythm back. Pleasure tripping, grinding, gripping over sexy, dripping tracks. Now she's ready like she was the best, to take to the grass. And then we recreate a naughty act, see my skin and max. Cut the back and splash, make a flash, a kiss of rack. A snack in the kitchen, catch a crack. Got a boost, bitch, a scratch. Yeah, see you skip and slash. Just a fast little fast, getting deeper, kicky grab. And now she's scratching on my back. Blood spreading through, I'm smashing the lower half. Passionate act, she's buzzing from the cash to cash. And time with levels, as in contractions. When the eye catch is lasting, inhaling every breath that I'm passing. Cookies I have, the sugar peeking out gas. Was it good for you? Did you like it? Damn, this world tastes so sweet. I hope it was good for you. Cause it was damn sure good for me.
Never seen.
I never even heard of this movie.
What is it?
Alpha Dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep seeing trailers for it.
Okay, writer-director Nick Cassavetes' take on a true crime involving a 15-year-old boy kidnapped over a $1,200 debt his older brother owed to a no-nonsense drug dealer. The film stars Bruce Willis, Sharon Stone, and Justin Timberlake. You know, I was with them until I saw Justin Timberlake.
It looks a little bit intriguing, but not like anything really special, so.
3 stars.
I was gonna say 6, but.
3 stars. A resounding 3 stars.
It does have 3 stars.
Just because of Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. What if it hadn't said this and then you're like.
Well, if it hadn't said it, and if he wasn't in the film, you know, uh-huh. I'd probably say more like 6. Bruce Willis is good. Arthur and the Invisibles. Yes, that's Madonna's voice you hear. The material girl that several other A-listeners have lent their vocal talents to. Computer-animated characters in this film. It's a story of a boy who seeks treasure in a fantasy world to save his grandparents' house from angry bankers. With Madonna. Voicing a little boy, I guess? I don't know.
That would be a little weird. Yeah. We don't know, because we've never seen it.
Yeah, but they have
games,
yeah,
that came out for it.
And you know, it didn't look very interesting. One of these comes out every month too, and it seems like the quality, since the technology's gotten better, has just gone straight downhill. Like, it's become too easy to make these. I mean, it seems like Hollywood's literally churning one of these out a week. I swear to God. I'm not making that up. It does seem like one of these comes out a week. It has gotten to where they all just kind of blend together. The Aunt Bully, Monster House.
I liked Monster House, though. I did see that. It was actually really good.
So, supposedly it was. But, I mean, like, Happily Never After. And I mean, like, one of these comes out once a week, literally, it feels like. I bet you there's four. I bet you there's four in here. Because, let's see. Happily Never After, that's two. Happy Feet is three. That's three. All I gotta find is one more.
Is Happily Never After in here?
Yes. Happily Never After is...
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Oh, Flushed Away. There's four. Right there. Four in 1 month.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say with the stars, I'm gonna say three stars. It's just too becoming too common.
Five. I don't care if there's a lot of anime movies.
It doesn't bug me to say to me. I'm just saying the fact that so many of these have been coming out and they all seem to suck. Mm-hmm. I'm not all of them, but just so many of them suck that it makes me really jaded about the like the animated kids movie seems to in and of itself become kind of a cliche, like almost overnight.
I think that happened a long time ago, though.
Maybe.
I think in general, animated movies are better than they used to be.
I think the animation. Well, see, that's the thing too. Is the animation's become very cliché. It's kind of reached the point I think that Hanna-Barbera did in my childhood, in the 70s.
That's
the 80s. Yeah. Now, I have to admit, there were some really amazing Hanna-Barbera shows, but there were some really shitty, cliched, boring retread animated shows too.
Yeah.
I mean, Hanna-Barbera handled He-Man, right? As far as I know. Am I wrong?
Probably. It looks like kind of that. I think maybe,
I wasn't allowed to watch He-Man, but I was allowed to watch Thunder of the Barbarian, which was essentially the same show. I'm not kidding. I mean, the characters even looked the same.
Yeah.
That's not the only example of shit like that with Hanna-Barbera. So, at least Warner Brothers, they tended to... shake things up. I mean, where the characters were so dynamically different that it's a lot more memorable. I think the only reason that people remember Hanna-Barbera is because they were kids, they couldn't see how shitty some of it was back then, and they put out so much stuff. They were definitely a quantity over quality people, I think. Yeah. I mean...
I'm not willing to say that whole kind of industry is quite tipped to that side yet. I think in general, animated movies are still more about quality.
I don't know. I mean, the
big, very bad animated movie out there, I think there's at least two good ones.
They're saying that the reviews I've been seeing over and over again for Happily Never After, they've been saying that the quality animation is very stodgy, very, very stilted.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one yet.
This is the thing. They keep saying it was supposed to be a 2D animated film. They decided mid-production to turn into a 3D, and then they invariably followed up with, and you can tell.
See, that's a little bit weird, yeah.
Yeah.
What studio? Do you know what studio it
is? The same studio as Shrek, which is also something they jump on, too, because the story is a lot like Shrek.
Oh, really?
Without Shrek. But they're coming out with Shrek 3, and Shrek actually is good. So, speaking of fucking... retreads. Freedom Riders. Have you heard of this? You actually have heard of this? You just didn't realize. Okay. MTV Films decided to go where a film has definitely gone before. That's awesome. They start out. Hilary Swank stars as a white teacher who strives to change the lives and attitude of her mixed-race, violently charged high school students in the inner city. Michelle Pfeiffer, who assumed the same role in 1993's Dangerous Minds, could not be reached for comment. Which is pretty much everything I could possibly say about it right there. I mean, that fucking idea has been done. One of those comes out a year.
The one that came out last year, though, was Coach Carter. I want to see that one, though, because it's got Samuel Jackson and he is a badass.
That one was a little bit different because it's a black man.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to save a bunch of black kids. Keanu Reeves has come out with one of these. One of these literally comes out every year, and usually it's a white person. And there was a whole TV show called White Shadow with the same premise, where that's why he was called the White Shadow. Mm-hmm. Because he was a white man going to save a bunch of inner city black kids, Those poor, dumb minorities that just can't help themselves. It's a good thing white people are there to help them. You fucking racist bastards. I can't believe how blatantly... this one's based on a true story, too, but that doesn't matter. The fact that Hollywood's still perpetuating this is so, I think, unintentionally racist, and you can be unintentionally racist.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And it doesn't change the fact that what you're doing is wrong. And I think in this case, it's really supporting a very negative, you know, stereotype that I think needs to be removed. Not so much the fact that it's just a cliched movie. I mean, even if it was a black woman going to save the kids, it still would be a shitty movie idea that's been done.
Now, if it was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. The stars, I'm going to give that one star.
Probably not that bad.
Maybe not, but the fact that...
There's so much more that deserves star.
To me, because it's so racist,
right?
I'm almost tempted to give it none. But...
Well, if it wasn't racist, would you give it 10?
No.
You'd give it
2? A more realistic... No, I'd probably give it like 3 or 4.
But...
Because the racism just knocks it down a lot. Like, it just immediately wipes out a bunch of stories.
I'm sure it's a touching and very poignant story. I'll give it 5.
I'm sure it probably is, too. Anyway, we're going to play another song.
Play something by me.
By you? Okay. We should play something by you. It'll play it.
Surprise me.
Okay. We're going to play probably my favorite song by you. Okay.
Can you
No, I love that song. I remember just talking about it real quick. The first time that you did it, you said you were going to get someone to sing for it. And I'd never actually heard you sing, and you kept telling me you were going to get someone to sing it, you wanted Chuck to sing it or somebody. And then I remember you brought me in, you said, I've got the lyrics recorded. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And you played it for me. I was like, okay. And remember me asking you, well, who'd you get to sing it?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it was me. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. No, really, who'd you get to sing it? And it really was you, and I was just like, wow, that doesn't sound anything like you, but it's really, really good. Not that I'm surprised that you would do something really, really good. I just was not aware of how exceptional a singer you were, and you don't sound like you when you sing. I've gotten used to it now, but it took me a long time. When I play other people, they're like, wow, it really doesn't sound like him. Now, maybe I kind of tainted a little bit by telling them, I'm going to play this to you, it's not going to sound like him, but the people agreed, you don't sound like him. You think you sound like you? Because your voice sounds different to you in your head, but you're also familiar with your recorded voice from the podcast, so.
Well, plus I recorded the song, and it's hard to.
But you can't tell a dramatic difference between your singing voice and your regular voice, your speaking voice. Some people are like that, and I mean, I'm not. If I sing, I sound just like me. I don't sound different.
I think I sound like me, but that is. I recognize the fact that. Some people.
There is a dramatic difference between the way you sound. You have a beautiful singing voice. I'm not gay by saying that. there's another reason I'm gay. That's not it. Well, you soon to be resigned, shapelessbass.com. You can always check Mr. Pierce out at...
I'm going to be in the Philippines.
SirMildredPierce.com.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to... ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to leave you with the scratching.
Cuts like an axe.